Hey friends, it's Christmas time, and I love me some dadgum Christmas time. I sure do. Do you know what? This week is a huge week. It's a monster week. One of the cool things that's happening is my brand new book is now released, and it's been a 2-year project, and I'm so proud of it and so happy about it. And it's called Numbers That Prophesy, and it is out. And this coming Wednesday, I'm going to be back at Open Door Church. And whenever I get to Open Door, I'm going to be preaching on my Christmas series. And then I'm also going to be signing books. So come out and join me Wednesday night at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And then on Thursday, I am going to be with my good friend Fanchon Stinger, and I am going to be on the morning show, and it's going to be so good. And then on Thursday night, they have a whole huge show dedicated to the work that you and I are doing together on the border of Texas and Mexico and saving kids out of the horrors of sexual trafficking on the Eric Steckelback Show. Are you kidding me? No, it's all going to happen. So guys, listen, just stay plugged into all of our things. I'm going to be back on Wednesday. I'm going to be there for the Pulse, and I'm going to be doing my podcast. I got all kinds of cool updates to give you. And until I see you then, I call you blessed. Boom.
Wow. Welcome, friends. What a fun greeting from Pastor Troy. We miss him so much. He, of course, is not here today, but will be joining us tomorrow. I'm Shea Wilbur sitting in his chair. This is an important, I feel the anointing, you know, sitting here. It's like the Troy anointing taking up his spot while he's gone. And we miss him so much, but thank you so much for joining us. I'm Shea Wilbur. I am his media director, and we have an awesome show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about the Great Commission. You know, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if I can think of one ministry that truly does that, it is Open Door. It is Troy Brew Ministries. It is Spark. It is all the things that are within this house. And so I'm so excited for us to dive into that. We also have a special guest, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. But first, let's welcome the crew around the table holding it down. First of all, Ben Brewer.
I have returned.
What do we owe this honor?
I don't know. I guess I was drunk or something when I showed up.
The Scorpion Taco.
Scorpion Tacos.
Take you out.
No, please. Those things were awesome.
Ben was the one, if you guys are watching last week, he actually ate that scorpion taco that we had a picture of. What does a scorpion taste like? Ew.
Like a grasshopper.
For someone who has not eaten a grasshopper, like what, just crunchy?
It tastes like whatever you took it in. It doesn't really have a flavor. It's just crunchy.
I can't even like kill bugs because I can't handle that crunch. So I don't know how you actually did that. Props to you, but welcome. I'm so excited that you're here today.
I'm glad to be here. It's good to be back. Good. We just got back from Durango.
Where were you? I was like, you were in Durango.
I was somewhere doing something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just got back from Durango, so it's good to be home.
Yeah, and I know all your ODX family is happy that you're here.
All your ODX buddies. Too. Oh yeah, they're all hanging out in the chat. It's good to see everybody. Just like there is Charles from Cleburne, Reese from San Diego, Robin from Mesa, Arizona, William from Alabama, Susan, who's going to be moving here soon, apparently, to Texas. Rachel Branson, David Weather, and Randall. So I'm trying to read my own handwriting, and it is bad.
It's bad when you can't read your own handwriting.
I
know.
I was writing fast. We got Mary from Simi Valley, Cali. We have Debbie Smith from Alabama, Kathy Riggs from Georgia, George from Uganda. What up, Brother George?
Oh, hi, George. I haven't met you yet, but I've heard lots about you.
He's awesome. We have Carol Morris from the UK, James from New Mexico, and Brenda from Virginia.
Awesome. I see Reese is commenting, no weird food for me. He's with me with the scorpion tacos.
You can't knock it until you try it.
I'm saying this now. I will never try it. There's not an amount of money that you could give me.
I'm just going to get you one and not say anything.
I'm going to know if I see a scorpion.
You put it in her boba.
Unless it's ground up and it's a seasoning. What did you say, Zach?
Put it in your boba.
Okay. Don't come for my boba. All right. This is my special treat to myself. If you know, you know. Boba is the best. Don't knock it. Yeah, you have one too, Zach Rippey.
I appreciate you getting me one. That was very gracious of you.
Yeah, and welcome, by the way, to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Zach Rippey, enjoying a boba along with myself.
Yes, ma'am. It's an honor. I didn't try boba until I met you. You actually put me on. So now, thanks. Now I have to add this to the budget.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, and sound off in the chat. Do you guys enjoy boba or do you prefer a scorpion taco? Yeah. I'm just curious.
A good scorpion taco. That's a great taco.
Great toll.
Scorpion taco.
Very important. Day. We only talk about the important things on here. And Miss Rebecca, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. We're glad to have you back. You were in Brownsville.
I kind of wanted to stay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but it was amazing. To see the little faces. We were able to go to, we'll go deep, but the little 18 months and the 1-year-old and 2-year-olds, it hit a little bit different from last year. I mean, just their smiles and their faces. But when you see babies, also, it's just heartwarming, and it was beautiful. And the weather was amazing. And we're here. We're so excited for today's polls.
Oh, I'm so excited. We have Pastor Daryl in the house, who was also there with you in Brownsville. So I can't wait. We're going to break down all of the Brownsville stuff. But first, why don't you hit us with some announcements of how people can get involved and connect with us some more.
Yeah. So don't forget to like, share, and comment. This is how you can be a media missionary. If you couldn't join us this past missions trip or the following, that is a way that you can be connected with us. That's how we could share, be the hands and feet of Jesus by liking, sharing, and commenting and reposting. That is being a media missionary. I know we have a lot of off the top announcements, but we could go half and half. So Pastor Troy will be back tomorrow on The Pulse. We're so excited because God has done a lot of great things this week. He has been doing great things, and I can't wait to hear everything that happened this past week.
I know. I'm really excited. So I sent him because he's been, you know, on this vacation, which he's needed. I mean, he has needed
a
break, and he just goes because he has a hard time saying no, which I understand when it comes to rescuing kids. How do you say no? But it's just really nice that him and Pastor Leanna are on their getaway. But he was so adamant, I'm coming back and I'm going to be on The Pulse on Wednesday.
And I'm going to preach.
Yes. And he's going to preach Wednesday night at Open Door. So that's going to be an incredible continuation of his Christmas sermon series. Yes. The Real Christmas Story. Yes. I was like, The Real Christmas Story. It's really so cool. I spoke with him a little bit just about like his revelation on on Christmas and why we celebrate it and celebrate it on the 25th. And it's so good. I was like, I felt like I need to be taking notes.
I think it's good to get like a different perspective. Also the real Christmas and what Pastor John Arroyo preached last week, why Christmas. Yes. And sometimes we have, you know, our traditions, which is great, but also Pastor Troy brings something new and refreshing for the new 2025. So I'm excited to hear what he has on Wednesday.
It's going to be so great. And then Thursday morning, he is going to be on the Merritt Street Media morning show. So mornings on Merritt Street, it's hosted by Fanchon, who goes to our church here. We love her so much. And Joe Gum, who he's awesome, friend of the ministry as well. And so Fanchon actually went with us to Acuna. And she did a whole bunch of filming there. And so she's going to have not only Pastor Troy, but Pastor Leanna on mornings on Merritt Street. They're going to be promoting their books and talking all about what we do here. So that's really exciting. And that's in the morning on Thursday.
Yes, Thursday
so
morning.
So make sure Merritt Street Media, you can download their app. You have to watch it on their channel or on their app, but I'm pretty sure the app is free to download.
Correct.
So
also, like TBN, you could download the app, you sign in, and that's how you just watch Eric
Exactly.
Stackelback.
So Thursday night, Troy is going to be on Eric Stackelback. And that's not just a normal like appearance. I mean, Troy has been, this is from a previous appearance on Eric's show. Troy's been on the show before, but this is an entire episode dedicated to the work that we do in just around the world. We took Eric and his team. These are some of the photos when we went just a couple weeks ago. We brought the whole TBN like film crew down to see what we do in Acuna, Mexico, but also we spoke to them about the work that we do all across the globe. And so this is literally a full episode, a 30-minute episode dedicated to our ministry. And I cannot wait to see how, just first of all, to see the episode and how they tell this story, because the producer Rose is a great friend of ours and she's amazing at what she does and her storytelling. And I just can't wait. And
it's
it's going to reach so many people.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see when you see the impact that we have here globally. And I feel like that's just going to help
imagine
amplify
what
it.
This is going to do being on the on TBN, on the Merritt. And can you give us a little teaser of what's happening in TBN or you can't?
Well, I mean, I've just seen little sneak peeks of it. I only got to Troy. Apparently, I guess he knows someone. He got to see some type of preview of the episode. Okay. I didn't get to see it. I saw the intro and literally the intro alone. I was like, wow, this is powerful. Okay. They really understand the heart of our ministry and they understand Troy's heart. And I just from literally the opener, I had chills and I was like, okay, this is going to be,
I already feel it as you're telling us, I could already feel the Holy Spirit, like just how, what Pastor Troy and the vision and with Pastor Leanna, Pastor Daryl, what is happening now worldwide and on TV, that's a whole nother dimension, I guess, another thing happening, and the doors are being opened. Like Troy said, this is the year of open doors.
And it just shows what happens when you collaborate in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know, I think a lot of times ministries, when they get to an opportunity of being able to be in front of media personalities, it's like they feel like they can't enter into those spaces. But when with Troy's heart being so open to always collaborating with people at all levels, right? He came onto I Like Birds thinking we were in a basement. You know what I mean? So he's willing to say yes to come into different aspects of of realms of media because he understands the importance of reaching the one.
Yes.
That one that might listen to that show that's not listening to his show. And so he can reach that person to understand what the work that they're doing and even reach them for Christ in a really bold way. So the fact that Steckelback is just the compound effect of all the things that he's poured into for the last few years.
So Ben, how do you feel about all this? I mean, you've been at the front lines with your dad and your mom and then seeing all this unveil or happen. How do you feel like, or...
Well, everyone, it's been a fun ride. It's been a very interesting ride, as our guests will tell you here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to see things are finally coming together. Mm-hmm. In the words of A-Team, I love when the plan comes together.
And yeah.
Really, truly, the plan is, the plan was really just to survive, and now it's just we're thriving, and it's amazing. Praise we're saving God. More kids than we ever saved. We're digging more water wells than we ever dug. I mean, there's tons of amazing things going on. So it's nice.
Well, it's nice when the people who are actually doing the work get help from the worlds of media. Sometimes you see, like, sometimes it's the case where, like, the media, the ministries that are out in front are not necessarily the ones that are, like, doing the work in the trenches. And for
they're
whatever reason, yeah, they're popular. Maybe they have great media teams. Maybe they they just have favor in certain areas. But I love that, like, I feel like, you know, you guys have been in the trenches doing the work for the past 30 years. And now it's like, I just feel like we're poised for this like new season and it's cool to be a part of the team at a time like this. And just something that I found was interesting. So when we, and this is just a little behind the scenes thing, insider info for our family, our Pulse family. But when we were getting ready to do this episode for Eric Steckelback and, you know, we didn't know when it was going to air and we had a couple different air dates in mind and we had to keep in, you know, like there's lots of factors that play into, okay, when is the show going to air? So they send us a couple dates on their end and then they kind of lands it on, hey, well, Thursday the 12th would be a good day. And that's 12/12. And as you know, I mean, Troy is Troy. So like that's, there's something there. And then he said, you know what, for the past few years, and I forget how long, maybe you know how long, he said something major has happened on 12/12. Mm-hmm. And that's God has used that day as a launch pad. So I'm like, that's really cool that now not only, so we had the Eric Steckelback show that we knew was going to air on 12/12. And then it just so happened that Merritt Street, Mornings on Merritt Street booked us for that morning.
Wow.
So just like all these things come, and this is like the launch week essentially of his book. His book was just released at like last Friday officially.
Wow.
So we're celebrating the launch of his book,
birthday.
Numbers of Prophecy. Yeah, it dropped on his birthday, December 6th. So, and you can go to shop.troybrewer.com right now to purchase that. It is available. And so it's just like so many things happening. Like it's,
there's an acceleration for
an
sure.
Acceleration. Yeah. That's the word.
Mm-hmm. It just, there's definitely in the supernatural and the spiritual also is just, like Sonic. I know my son loves Sonic and we can watch it every single day when we come back. So I'm like, let's watch whatever. I haven't seen it in 4 days, but that's how I see it. Like, nonstop. And the Lord's just going to keep going.
Well, it's great faith being on display. It's being displayed right now. So when you have great faith, that can get you far. Good. But the strategy on the day-to-day to get you to that great faith is so important. And Pastor Troy has been so intentional and diligent when it comes to doing that day-to-day to get to a point like right here where it's like this is the big moment for the ministry of being on this big show, to being able to bring more people into the ministry and find out more in the season of giving in December too. Like, what an opportunity.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's the timing. It's all God. It's all God. Mm-hmm. And speaking of timing and amazing things happening this week, we also have something very special happening on Friday evening. Zach, why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, I have Shay Wilbur and Rebecca over here.
Part of it. I love that.
They're actually opening the show in worship. We have a I Like Birds live audience event with Pastor Troy. Our first ever live audience show we did there at this venue. It was our first one ever doing that. We invited Pastor Troy in a really bold way. And we're like, we're going to make it happen. We're going to do well. And it was actually an excellent event. People had so much joy. People got prayed over, prophesied over, smiling, just fellowshipping after the show, laughing throughout the show. We did a Q&A. It was so fun. So we're running it back. We're going to end it with a banger. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. And then also we have an email going out for ODX Stage 3 peeps this week from the lovely Tia. And then, like I said, we have Shay and Rebecca hosting or doing worship, leading worship there. And we're also going to have Mexican food. We're going to have coffee. Pastor Troy is going to be signing some books that day. And we're going to be actually talking about his book. We're going to be diving deep into it and seeing how God speaks through the headlines and to the numbers and current events of our time. And it's just going to be really special. And I'm going to ask him a bold question about 2025 that you're not going to want to miss.
Oh, okay. I want to know. And I want to know whatever his answer is to that bold question. Pastor Troy is just one of those people where you're always like, okay, when you see something happening, okay, what's God speaking?
Yeah.
What are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Spirit telling you?
Because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it.
Take me to the creek.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also on Wednesday night, he will be signing books, right?
Oh, yes.
We're doing a book launch. So there it is. Yep. At 7 p.m. for our midweek experience.
Yeah, so if you're here, join us in person for that book signing. There's just so much good stuff.
We're so happy. We're so excited for everything that's happened. Also, and next week we have our Christmas play, The Search Is On, that has been written by our pastor, Pauline.
It's her birthday today.
And it is her birthday. Oh, my gosh. She had an extra glow on her when I saw her today.
I'm so happy. I'm so excited. When I saw that script, I'm like,
She literally wrote this incredible play.
Not in shock. I was just like, wow, like the detail, the play.
Her brain. It's amazing.
It's going to be so good. Our children are in it too. So we're going to have fun, hot cocoa, Sienna, and much more. So you're not going to want to miss it on Wednesday, December the 18th.
Yes.
And, yeah. We're excited.
What a fun way to celebrate the holidays too with your family. I mean, we've all got kids around the table here. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be so much fun. Hopefully if I can prevent, last night we went to my son's, I was telling them we went to my son's Christmas program at his school and my baby was trying to like rush the stage. He kept being like, my turn.
He's ready.
So I'm like, I'm going to have to hold him back from the Christmas play. Like, it's not your turn today. It's okay. But yeah, let's dive in. We've got some really good stuff to talk about and I'm so excited. We kind of teased it at the top of the show, talking about the Great Commission and the work that we do here. Yeah. And we mentioned that you just got back from Brownsville and we have Pastor Daryl here to kind of dive into that a little bit more. But before we bring him on, I want you guys to take a look at this. This is a recap from our latest trip.
As we go down south, we go with expectancy, Lord, for whatever you have. So, Holy Spirit, have your way.
Open Door does amazing, amazing rescue events, and I just wanted to be a part of it. So, I hope that this is the opening door to many more mission trips ahead. This is the first time I've come out and just super excited to be a part of it and just want to continue to be a part of it.
Estamos muy contentos de que Open Door Spark sean parte de Posada en el Barrio. Siempre hemos estado unidos. Tenemos más de 30 años de estar todos cada año unidos juntos, festejando y celebrando la Navidad junto con todos los niños de Brownsville.
I know. I don't know why. I didn't cry the entire time on the trip, but all of a sudden I felt the warmth. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It seems like it was so special. Pastor Daryl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. I've actually never been on a Pulse with you across from me, so this is fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I enjoyed watching that recap. I wish we could have shown more of it.
I know, I'm sure.
And more testimonies, but thank you for today that we get to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I would love to hear some of that, I think, for those watching or who may not even know really what was the purpose or the main, you know, goal. How did this kind of come about and what was the purpose of really being in Brownsville on this trip?
I think it's a great question. I think that, you know, as you talked about before, Pastor Troy and Leanne have been doing ministry for 30 years. And that was one of the first places that we started.
Oh, wow.
You know, and Ben certainly can testify to that. I mean, he grew up there being a part of that trip. So it's about 30 years ago when Pastor Troy was, we had a food bank out of our old church. Just there's only about 30, 40 people there. And he just went into the phone book one day and decided that he wanted to bring some food down to the valley. So he just picked a church and it happened to be Mission Divina and Pastor Gene Izaguirre and you know, and the rest is kind of history. Troy drove down there and
wow.
They met each other, and they weren't exactly fast friends right off the bat.
They got there, yeah.
They did, because Pastor Gene is like, I don't know who you are, but you can do whatever. And,
yeah.
And then quickly they bonded over, you know, several issues that were happening down there. And before we know it, we were doing mission trips, bringing our children, bringing Ben was certainly small then, and going into the dumps.
Wow.
That was a big part of the reason we started. We'd go into the dumps and take care of the people there, and ended up doing a posada in the park there in Brownsville. And now 30 years later, we're still going.
That's so cool, because it seems like to be a pattern with Pastor Troy is like, he may not have even like a system to the different communities that you guys outreach. He'll just be driving. God'll say, pull over and go there. And I love that he just like opened up the phone book and somehow came upon this church. And now the Lord has been moving here for years and years.
Yes. So that's how it started. But now, of course, it's gotten a lot bigger, and we do stuff in Brownsville and also in Matamoros. Mm-hmm. And then now up and down the whole, border. Mm-hmm. You know, we do things in Reynosa. We also had a team at the same time that was in Camargo, which is about an hour and a half, which we didn't get any video from that. But just it's expanded is my point. So we've been doing a ton of different things and just blessing people on both sides.
That's awesome. Mm. So, Rebecca, what do you think it was, beyond the Holy Spirit, that makes you get emotional when you see, like, what were some of the things that you guys did there as far as interacting with the people in the communities?
I just think it's just crazy or just phenomenal how I'm from that area. So to see that God sends people where the need is at and the right people, and then to be able to see family down there also. And at 30, I mean, I'm 33, so I was little too, like you. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing how, I don't know, going back to my stomping grounds, just really, I was very, very emotional because I remember us doing outreaches, and it's amazing to see who and where and how God sends people. And to be able to go there and to be able to hands and feet, mm-hmm. now that I'm married, now that I have kids, and to be able to do what my parents did. But it's just amazing how the Lord connected us all. And I didn't even know why I came to Burleson, Texas. I'm like, I think I need to go back to the valley. And now that we're there, I was honestly, my heart was broken, and I don't know why I'm very emotional today. Yeah. I just feel it. I feel an overwhelmed of the Holy Spirit just because he moved in a great way down there. And especially for the 18 months, 1 year old and the 2 year olds to see their little faces and just see them smiling. Maybe they don't have that at home. Maybe they're not going to wake up to an ornament, or they're not going to wake up to a present. Mm-hmm. And we were able to build things, you know, from scratch with glitter and stuff. And I remember being that age and not having a Christmas. And we would have our church connected to our home, and our bathroom was outside. I don't tell people this.
Yeah.
But going down there, I was very, very grateful. I was so grateful for the weather. I was so grateful for Pastor Daryl. And God just showed in a great way. I don't know. I was in awe the entire time. And I just had a yes. We honestly had a plan. It didn't go that way. And then being there, it didn't matter that of our plan, just to see them smile.
Yeah.
And happy and singing with you. And running towards you. I'm like, why are they running? Like, they literally want us to hug them and carry them. You know, no, they just want to feel loved. They want someone to hold them and sing with them Feliz Navidad and all these Christmas songs. It was, I was very just emotional. Right on, emotional. Yeah. I was an emotional. Yeah.
You're making me cry too. I don't know if it's okay to cry on the pulse.
Yeah, it's good to cry, but I never cry.
Troy might make fun of you later.
Do it at your risk.
Well, you know, that's a great example. Listening to Rebecca right now spill her heart and tell you how her life has changed. We had approximately 75 people that went, and 75 different people come back every time. So a big part of me, of what I'm doing, and my favorite part is exactly that. So you heard the testimony from one person. I guarantee you there's 70-something more that are saying the same thing, and I've heard a lot of them. And they're not just, I mean, they're all personal. You know, it's... Yep. People are taking me aside and just, they tell me stories of what this meant to them and how it brought up something like Rebecca just said, you know, something from their childhood. So we're a huge help to the people that were there, but I love that it's a bigger change for us. And that goes for any mission trip that we go on.
Yeah.
You know, 75 people go, 75 different people come back. Mm. And so we're, you know, just blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And I just loved how everybody, all those people that came with us, I called on our van, we had a bunch of elders, and it was such an, honestly, an encouragement to see 60 and over in that van being the hands and feet of Jesus. That's we had so Wilma, cool. 81 years old,
No way.
She never misses that I know that I've gone
past. Was she in that group photo?
She was in that group. Can we pull up that photo?
Because I want to see which one she is.
Is the cutest lady. Where
is
she?
Oh, right there in the center? Is that her?
Yes. No, that's not her. Does she come in late? Oh, yeah, that's not. I think she, right when we were taking the picture, she had just parked her car.
No, she
no, she's right there.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Okay.
81.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pastor Gerald, do you have a word for those that are encouraged to go but are kind of afraid? Or this is just an encouragement of an 81-year-old.
Yes, and this is just a fraction. We had a lot of people that flew there. We had people coming from Michigan. People came from Colorado. People that, you know, again, as even myself, flew, and a few other people did too. But as far as an encouragement for people to go, yes, you're never too old. Mm-hmm. Never, especially on this trip. You know, it's a pretty easy trip, and we want it to be. You know, we're not trying to make it really difficult. We're sleeping in the hotel. And in this case, you know, in the wintertime, we stay on South Padre Island, which works out really great because the island's pretty empty. And so it just gives us a time to have fellowship and get to know each other. You know, it's nice to have the 80-something-year-olds because we can all learn from them and be encouraged from them. So we bring, you know, we brought 6-7-year-olds to 80-something-year-olds.
Yeah. We had a variety of people. It was just awesome. Amazing to see all from all ages come.
Yeah.
And all over the world. We had a lady drive through a blizzard to get on a flight to not
miss. Oh my God.
Right. She drove to the airport. Is she from Michigan?
Michigan, yep.
Through a blizzard to get on the airplane. She flew all night to be here in the morning on Thursday morning before we started going out.
That's incredible. So tell me about that community. You know, a lot of times people see and hear about the work that we do abroad and outside of the U.S., but then people are also saying, okay, what do you do in the States, like on our own soil? And this is an example of a community that we minister to right here in the States.
Right.
So talk to me about just that community in Brownsville itself. Cause I was really unaware, you know, I'm new to Texas. I'm new to this area. So I was unaware of this community there.
So the community is a border town. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's obviously very, very connected to Mexico and very kind of isolated. It's right there at the bottom of Texas. And so us getting to be a part of them, they've come to expect it, you know, and they know us well. And, you know, they even the people are like, we remember you from last year. But we also connect with Mission Divina, which is our partner church that's down there. So they're there every week, you know, so this is a part, you know, of just expanding their ministry and being a part of it and just bringing joy and doing this for 30 years. There's a lot of people that help now that are older. I mean, that are adults. And now they're part of this group and they're doing this and they're continuing. As a matter of fact, this next Saturday, the church there will be in Matamoros doing another 1,500 packs, big, huge posada that we've been a part of. And we are. Spark still sponsors it, pays for it. I'm personally going down this weekend.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll cross back over to represent, you know, Spark and see our friends.
Awesome.
And we have several projects that are happening there, but there's no need to bring a huge group in because we already have one that's there. So taking care of the community there also affected the other side of the border because you can imagine, you know, those people have family on both sides. And so it's that's a good question, you know, as far as what we do in the community, but it's just kind of a whole valley, you know, that we're working with.
Yeah.
Wow. So what, Pastor Darrell, I know you've been, I mean, just in what I know about you, you have a huge heart for missions and you've gone all around the world. Your heart has taken you all around the world. How was that birthed in you? And this, you know, this call or this draw to do this work?
I think, you know, in birth, I mean, it was certainly a call. When Leanna and I were, I think I was 11, she was 10, we were both called to be missionaries.
And by the way, you're Pastor Leanna's brother.
Brother.
Yep.
So for those who don't know, if you're new to the Pulse, you are Pastor Leanna's brother.
So it really did. It was just, you know, being a child. I remember that day, that church, you know, when people talk about that, when they remember the calling. And we both basically got it at the same time. And we just, you know, kind of nurtured that. But we're still astonished. Whenever Leanna and I are walking the streets of Africa or Mexico or Nepal or wherever, it's just something. We just look at each other and just like can't believe this. But to answer your question, you know, it was certainly a calling. And even that young. And I remember going through high school, you know, with the plan and knowing that's what I wanted to do and knew it was going to take a little while. And short-term missions didn't exist at that point.
Yeah.
Short-term missions being like what we do now. We can take people for a week or 2 weeks to Africa. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was a 50-year plan. It was when you became a missionary, it meant you moved to wherever you were going, learned the language, lived there for 50 years. Mm-hmm. One person gets saved. And then after you're gone, that person is the one that, you know, makes things happen. So that's kind of, you know, what we were looking at back then, but now it's completely different.
Well, that's, I think Pastor Leanna, and my guess would be you as well, have this gift, and Troy, of just making it so easy to say yes to the call of God. Because I kind of came up from the same like mindset of like, oh, the missionaries are the ones that do the work and they've got like the support and they, you know, all that. But like, all it takes is a yes in your spirit. And do you have, you know, even like with our children right now, where they're doing these giving boxes in the children's mm-hmm. nursery. And I asked them, I said, oh, is this like a part of like a giving thing that we're doing here? Like, do they have to bring them mm-hmm. back? And then you guys give them out. And they're like, no, these are, they take them home and they give it to someone. Aww. And I'm like, wow. Like, it just like, that was a come to Jesus moment for me of just like that mental shift that you're talking about of just, no, you have the tool. We have the tools that we don't mm-hmm. need to wait for an organization or someone else to come along and show us how to give. If you're a person, if you have something in your hands, if you've got a bottle of water, there's someone who needs a bottle mm-hmm. of water. If you've got, you know, whatever you have in your hands, you can give.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. That mindset so shift. Good.
It's funny you say that. Just remind me of a story when you just said, you know, giving back. I think Ben was there with me too, but this was several years ago. We were in Mexico on the Posada trip and we brought several presents to these kids in this very secret children's home that they would be in, wow. you know, kind of a safe house. There's maybe 50 of them, 100, I don't remember. But I remember we brought them all like 3 or 4 toys. We knew their names. We had wow. all these things, exactly what they wanted. So we were so happy to play Santa Claus and to bring them these and everybody. And when we gave them, you know, what they wanted, and each of them had about 3 different things, and they opened it and they were excited. And then one of the workers there looked at the kids and said, choose one of those gifts and give it back to them to give somebody else. That was just amazing.
Whoa.
You know, and those kids, they didn't have a problem. You know,
really?
We were going to go.
Really? No way. Really?
Yeah. Wow. Didn't hesitate at all.
So we wow. learned, my Whoa. Point is what we learned, you know, mm-hmm. the things that when we go expecting to be yeah. a big help and change somebody else's lives, but we could go on and on and on with stories, but that just hit me whenever you, when you said what you said.
What reminds me of is one of my favorite miracles that happens every time we go to the border is, I kid you not, everything we have duplicates.
That's
in
cool.
like a really weird way.
Yeah.
Like we, one time we had over, I think it was like 100 bags or something like that, but we had like over 1500 people.
Oh yeah.
Like wanting to get bags. And we're like, dude, we don't have enough.
I think that was when I was there with you, Rayma.
Mm-hmm. It's
when,
happened a couple
when
times,
it was yeah. at the building by the border where yep. Pastor Isaguirre had that building, the big building. Mm-hmm. And we thought we didn't have enough bags.
Mm-hmm. And we sat there for like, what, 3-4 mm-hmm. hours unloading 100
bags? Oh my gosh, I'm just remembering
that. You're like, I thought we were done.
Yeah, I was like, it's wow. Like
every time you turn yeah. around, it just knew Stack was there. Like, just mm-hmm. nobody said anything. Just
we had
like,
with shoes one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happened
That's
so many
so
times.
Cool.
We just expect it. We're yep. just like, wow. It's not a problem. It doesn't matter how much we have. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost every single time. Mm-hmm. And that's such an encouragement to the group, too. I'll usually tell them the stories, and before we go, just expect this. And then when we're done, people come up and say, Pastor Darryl, we didn't have that many in the truck. Counted them. Mm-hmm. This is what we had. And they just kept coming. And then we had more cool. to give away somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And wow. God just loves showing off when it comes to that, especially on the Mexico trip.
Yeah.
It's always funny to watch everybody's reactions, too. Yeah. They're like, because of course you tell them the stories and like, yeah. oh, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And then it happens.
When
you're
they
like,
see it.
And they go and they're like, whoa.
It's like, no, this is for real. Like, it happens all the time when we're down there.
You know, even on this one, you know, going to the preschool. So Rebecca mm-hmm. was telling you, went into the preschool and fed the kids, read to them, loved mm-hmm. on them, brought them toys. And then some of the team had flags and, mm-hmm. you know, just did a presentation for them. And when they were done, they left. Well, the workers asked if they would leave the flags and leave some mm-hmm. of the supplies and things like that, which, of course, that was our intention.
Yeah,
that
correct.
Wasn't,
yeah.
but yeah. they were just, they felt so, you know, appreciative, the teachers, that somebody mm-hmm. was actually helping them and, wow. and giving them these things. And for us, it was more, we were just there to have a good time and bless them. And that was easy, but you don't know, you know, and the same thing with, you know, we have a prayer team, a bunch of them. From some soak and, you know, they came out just doing street mm-hmm. ministry. And when they come back with their stories of their healing, of the salvations and everything else, I mean, we just don't have time to talk about all of them, but that wasn't necessarily what we were, you know, planning on doing, mm-hmm. but it's not what we weren't planning on. We just yeah. go, we show up, you know, I always tell people, told them there too. I said, you know, you get an A for showing up.
Mm-hmm. You tell
all
me
you got to do, you know, God, you know, people always, you know, you've heard the adage that, you know, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I mean,
that.
That's a perfect example of it. And that's what I tell them. I said, you just get that for showing up and just let God, you know, so you're yes.
Having
you're,
a yes.
Know, and you just said yes, but when there's no other option but yes, mm-hmm. if there's just no other option, I mean, just yes, I'm going next, you know, Saturday. I don't have a plan, but it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. I mean, I'm going to go and encourage and, mm-hmm. and go see what we're doing and help them out, but I don't want to get in their way. You know, they already have a plan. Mm-hmm. We've already put these people to flight. And so it's just going to be my privilege to eat a few tamales in Mexico.
Some tacos.
Oh, we had some good tacos down there.
Maybe some tacos. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a scorpion taco yet.
But. Okay, listen, y'all make fun of me for eating weird stuff. This man right here can now eat me in anything.
Really? Oh, my goodness. What's the weirdest thing that you've eaten?
Maybe a sloth in the Amazon.
A sloth? They're so
y'all like make
sweet.
Fun of me, but he's the one
like
that eats weird
like
stuff.
Like cook them and stuff? Like,
yes, but I didn't know it was a sloth, but not that I
what
wanted
did
to still
taste
eat
like?
It. It just tasted like, you know, beef or...
A sloth, they're cute.
Well, I didn't know, you know?
Wow.
I was deep cute. In Brazil. I was like 10 hours deep in Brazil in a place I'd never been and... Slept on the floor that night. The only thing I had was peanuts. I had Planters peanuts.
See, I would have just stuck with the peanuts.
No, I was curious. So I go down to the chief's hut there. You know, he doesn't speak Portuguese, doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't speak, he just speaks his language. So we weren't communicating. Mm-hmm. And I just see on his grill that, you know, he just has what looked like beef jerky or something. And so I took my, I wanted it, whatever it is he had, you know. So I traded with him. I gave him my peanuts. And I ate the sloth, which again, I didn't know it was sloth until I saw the three toes. You know?
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I can't imagine that. Wow.
You asked.
I set myself up for it. And you know what? I think this is a good time to go behind the veil because I have more questions that are like diving into. You have been all over the world and the stories that you have, because I know Ben has them and he's been on a lot of these trips with you. And I want to hear some of the
spiritual
craziest
warfare
and
too.
Yeah, the spiritual
especially
warfare
on this
stuff.
Trip. We could do that behind the veil.
Yeah, so let's do that when we go behind the veil. So if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you are watching from, if it is not on ODX, then the show is about to end for you, and I'm really sorry. But you know what? The good news is this is the perfect time that you can jump on over to ODX.TV, sign up as a stage 2 or 3 partner, so you can have access to this full show and plus access to all of our other content, and there's a lot of it. And we've got conferences coming up. If you join as a stage 3 partner, you have access to all of our conferences, anything that we do in the house that we live stream, that are ticketed events, you have access to that. So this is the perfect time to sign up and be a part of our ODX family if you are not already. Also, Rebecca, if people feel it on their heart to get involved and donate to the ministry, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you could call us at 877. It's on the lower thirds, 413-0888. Or if you like to mail at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775 on the lower thirds 2, Burleson, Texas, 76097. Also, like, I love what you said about you have all the content and all our gatherings. Let's not forget the ODX gathering.
Oh,
it's like a one-on-one with Pastor Troy and our team, everybody in this room and those that have been on ODX, Sherry and Ashton and Taylor. This is a time for you to get to know us. This is a time to connect with Pastor Troy one-on-one. It is on the first night, which is January the 15th. So if you're stage 2 or stage 3, please get your tickets. You have to have a ticket.
Our New Beginnings Conference.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. In which that is the ODX gathering, because we always gather online on the Pulse. So this would be a time for you to come to Burleson, Texas on our New Year's New Beginnings Conference. So that is ODX gathering. It's the first night of the conference, but it will be at 5 p.m. only for stage 2 and stage 3. Please come sign up. There is limited seats. We want you to join us. Like, again, it's going to be us, Troy.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
Zach.
Connie.
He's got some fun things
Zach
planned.
Gonna be here.
So gonna
we're
be
all
really
going to be
fun.
Here. And we're so, so excited. And again, you can call us at 877-413-088 for prayer if you want to connect with us and be partners. So we're ready to go behind the veil.
Awesome. All right. Well, with that being said, again, thank you to everyone who is joining us. If you're watching on YouTube and if you're on ODX, just stay right where you are. We will be right back in just a few minutes. God bless.